This is Jennifer Horn. We get confused for each other, though, a lot.
Really, how's that?
It's the voice and the long ponytail. Yeah.
Celebrating another great American good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here to celebrate the day and give you a clue as to what's going on all sides of conversation. Happy birthday to Shirley MacLaine today. Barbara Streisand is celebrating her birthday, Jennifer. Eric Balfour.
It's like an icon day.
Yes, it is. Icon. Eric Bogosian, the actor. Happy birthday to you if today is your birthday. Are you going to celebrate? And if so, how are you going to celebrate? The issues of the day, let's see if we can manage to spend an hour and not talk about Trayvon Martin or George Zimmerman. Are you up for that?
I'm up for that. Although okay. I hear he's in hiding now.
Yeah, I guess he is probably.
Oops.
One way or the other. Okay, so the Defense Department has suspended the security clearance of military members who were involved in the Secret Service sex scandal. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says, Senior Defense Department also, official Defense Department says, that there are other military members under investigation, 12 service members, being questioned about the solicitation of prostitutes. So is this much ado about nothing or not? 800-510-8255. What do you think, Jennifer? Is it much ado about nothing? Or is it, I mean, you hear all these people posturing, it's serious because it could have affected the president's safety. How do you figure that?
Well, if somebody happened to have pillow talk with somebody, you don't know. But I would say I kind of err on the side of they got to go. And here's why. If they did this when they were back home, when we were back in the States and they were off duty, I wouldn't care. Whatever you do on your spare time is up to you.
Right.
But they were technically on a trip. And so even though they were off duty, they're still kind of on duty. It's like a business trip. I can't justify when I go on a business trip to go hog wild all the time. You know, I'm there to do business. I'm there on my, you know, I have to make all my meetings. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a little different for me. If they were back in the States, it wouldn't bother me so much. But of course, here then prostitution isn't legal, so it's a whole new set of problems, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's another discussion in terms of whether or not prostitution ought to be. Whether it ought to be legalized or not. 800-510-8255. I don't have a problem with these guys getting fired. I think that they've...
It's stupid.
Yeah, it is. This is... You have to understand, if you're in a job like that, everybody is watching you. Mm-hmm. You're on all the time. This is part of the job. If you don't like it, then go do something else and bring the prostitutes with you. Do whatever you want.
Plus, I think what people are focusing so much on the prostitutes, but what really gets me is that there was cocaine and, you know, all these empty alcohol bottles in the room. Now, that doesn't get out of your system in a long, you know, in a short amount of time. So does that impact the job they do the next day because they're hungover?
You know what I find interesting about this? A reporter from Newsmax got the story and leaked it to the Washington Post.
Uh-oh.
Newsmax had it first.
Newsmax is like, we scored.
All right. So here's something else that is useful in the conversation. Whether more women ought to be Secret Service agents. Is this a job for men? If women had been employed more here in this circumstance, would that have eliminated the problem? 800-510-8255. Whether the scandal would have happened if there had been more Secret Service agents who were women is the question. Who thinks that this would not have been a problem and that there ought to be more women in Secret Service positions? There's a movie. Remember the movie with Clint Eastwood and Rene Russo?
Yes.
They're both agents. I figure the name of the bad guy was John Malkovich. He was trying to knock off the president.
That was a good movie. And I forgot.
In the Line of Fire. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's a good movie, by the way. And And it was about the time when there were more women being brought in. But you never see women around the president.
Never.
You never see women around the vice president.
Mm-mm.
You can understand it if it was still Bill Clinton's era, but George Bush.
They'd all look like that guy, the rock star from the 80s, Robert Palmer.
Yeah. Right.
Black dresses.
Yeah. So what do you think about more women being in the Secret Service? Is that a legitimate exercise in thinking? 800-510-8255. All right, so, Jennifer, there's a little rumor. I don't know if it's rumor. Jennifer Hudson has been in the news again because of the trial of the man accused of killing her mother. What do you know about that? What's the update?
It was her mother and her sister, I believe, that got offed by this guy. And it was the sister's husband. And I guess she went on the stand yesterday and, you know, obviously she was very upset, but she said she always disliked the guy, that he was part of the family, but she never felt real close to him. And I think she might actually have to go back on the stand a second time. I'm not sure if they finished up with her, but it's just sad to relive all of that, especially I think it almost makes it worse when it's someone that is in your family.
Yeah.
You know, it's someone that's there that you knew.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, it wasn't her sister, it was her brother and her nephew. So it was her mother, her brother, and her nephew that were killed by this guy.
Mm-hmm. And you take a deep breath, stories like that, and think how might something like this impact you.
She said,
think about it in your own.
One of the quotes from the stand yesterday is, I would tell Julia, that's her sister, over and over again, not to marry William, she said. Mm-hmm. I guess she would beg him not to, to bring him into the family, but... Yep. There he is.
Why do women like bad boys? Why?
I don't know.
Do women like bad boys? That's really
exciting for maybe about a minute. And then when you realize that this is the person you're with for life, ugh, forget it.
Coming up, the reason Dick Clark died, 800-510-8255, and your calls on the Secret Service case. It's 14 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So I hit them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to Record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. 800-510-8255. Is it useful to discuss whether women ought to be Secret Service agents, or we ought to have more? There are some women Secret Service agents. Tim is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Tim, what do you think about that?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, I think it's kind of it's a strategic ploy. Here's what I mean. First, there are women in the Secret Service. You see them all the time. However, when they're deploying overseas to protect the president, from a strategic standpoint, would you want five guys that weigh 250 pounds each, or would you want five ladies that weigh 150 pounds each?
I know some women.
Both are very capable of doing the job, but one, I think that's a strategic move, and then also, two, I think it's the mindset in a lot of different countries of, do you have men protecting the president, or do you have women protecting the president? So I think there's also a cultural underlay there as well.
I think that there are, I know some women, who at 150, 160 pounds are just as good, just as strong, just as physically able to handle any man of any size. The way that stuff works today, some of the, and I don't claim to be an expert on that by any stretch of the imagination, but jiu-jitsu and the various Asian ways of...
Yeah, I agree more with what he's saying, though, about their role in other countries, because that is the tough part. Can you take women into the Middle East to protect the president?
It's time we stop. I don't really give a you-know-what about what the Middle East thinks about women. Now, this is our country. If we go over there, I'm tired of people apologizing for us supposedly offending these countries because they don't want women doing stuff. That's their problem. Not ours. Jim, thanks for your call. Roland's in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Roland. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, thank you. How about you?
I'm terrific. Good. I just think this scandal is a bogus accusation. There is no morality. The whole thing is a lie. Everybody gets laid. I'm 71 years old. I get paid at least 6 to 7 times a week.
Wow.
I get hit on daily by 4 to 5 women who are anywhere from 20 to 50 years old.
You'll have to give me a story of the...
Doug wants to hang out with you.
Thanks for the call. Excuse me.
Well, 800. That's putting it out there, isn't it?
There it is. 800-510-8255. The reason Dick Clark died, according to the death certificate that was issued last night, he had undergone prostate surgery. Some people were saying he had a cataract.
He had a cataract, yeah.
Right. But that apparently was not the case. He got on the table and had a heart attack undergoing prostate surgery. They were trying to... apparently, there's this sectioning that goes on. I don't want to get too graphic with this, but they were trying to section the prostate. That's done when a person finds it difficult to urinate.
It's because it gets so enlarged. Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah, very painful. But also, he apparently had very bad coronary artery disease, and that would explain the stroke. Under the circumstances, if you went through and understood what the stroke is was caused by a piece of plaque coming loose in your system, and then it goes into your brain, and that's what causes, my father had the same thing. It's not uncommon, and more people need to be aware of what happens when you've got too much. Have high cholesterol, high triglycerides, sort of almost reminds me of a commercial for that product Cardiol that we do, but that's you got to get those numbers down because that's the kind of stuff, it's a textbook case. And by the way, coronary artery disease plays on the prostate. Fat in your prostate is what causes prostates to enlarge and become cancerous. Fat in your body, in terms of how it is in the arteries, is very lethal. And so those two things, combination of those two things. So you got to wonder about Dick Clark's diet or whether his body made too much cholesterol. I mean, the guy always looked healthy to me.
Looked always healthy.
Yeah.
But doesn't it also, when you go under the knife, it's hard on your body if you have a bad heart, right? Because you can't be put out.
Yeah. I would have, it was apparently the end of the line, no matter how you...
Yeah, if he wasn't peeing. Poor guy.
It's not a good end for a guy who meant a lot of people, brought a lot of people happiness. 21 past the hour. Speaking of happiness, Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
BeProfessionalNewsletter.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProfessionalNewsletter.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
So I have a few words that I feel aptly apply regarding the hand-wringing that's going on by the major broadcast groups. It's sad, it's hypocritical, it's pandering, it's shallow, it's myopic, it's overwrought, it's insincere, it's un-American, it's laughable, except that it's become kind of scary for people like me who wonder what is the right thing to say on the air, what's appropriate and what isn't. We've started a new McCarthy era.
I don't care how high or how low people in either the Republican or Democrat Party are unhappy about our method. This fight is going to go on as long as I am in the United States, sir.
Secret Service scandal?
It continues?
Yeah. Congress now is expanding its investigation into the Secret Service prostitution scandal. Congressmen want to know, how could this happen? Who was responsible? And do those ladies take Discover cards? They do not.
Well, folks, I guess spring break is now officially over all over the country. It's been 6 weeks of sex and drinking, but enough about the Secret Service. Yeah! Ah!
I love this story.
Yeah, man. As you know by now, it's no longer a secret that they've been serviced. That seems to be the story.
Well, how crazy is... Oh, it's so stupid. As you know, a member of the Secret Service advance team was in Colombia ahead of President Obama. He got in an argument with an escort over how much he owed her for her services. She said it was $800. He offered her $30. Finally, somebody in Washington willing to cut spending, and they fire him. The one guy I would like to see more. Thank you. I'd like to see more of our government negotiating like that.
Initially, 11 Secret Service agents were subjects of this investigation. Now a 12th agent has been identified. One more and they have a hooker's dozen. You know. Agent number 12 may have entertained a lady of the night at the Hilton Hotel where the president was going to be staying. And I think this is the first time Hilton and sex scandal have been used in a sentence that, without the word Paris in it in a really long time. Right?
All three of them on the Secret Service sex scandal.
How can you avoid it? It's way too easy.
And that's why I want to know whether you think more women ought to be in the Secret Service. Would that have avoided that reality, would that reality change that reality, if you know what I mean? 800-510-8255. In the Canadian listenership, the radio world of Canada, not unlike our radio world. The regulators there, the CRTC, like the FCC here,
mm-hmm.
they rejected an application by Papu Holdings.
Papu?
Papu would have been programming Arabic languages, Arabic language programming in Ottawa and a couple of other stations and a couple of other cities. Programming in Persian and Armenian, but mostly in Arabic, to serve the local Arab population. It's the first time I have heard, you know, we have Italian, you got Chinese, you uh-huh. have pretty much every language in our country. I don't know of any. Do you know of any Arabic program stations in our country?
I don't. But you know what? The one place I would think is maybe New York, because I never know what I'm listening to in the cabs in New York City.
Yeah, well, you're listening to guys.
Not to sound stupid.
We're driving the cabs in Arabic, but yeah, whether it's not, I don't think there is. But
the closest I think we come is Persian programming. I know we have in Los Angeles.
Yeah. So is that something that you would wonder whether it is allowable or not? One of the reasons I asked that question is because most the FCC doesn't understand. The FCC gives licenses to these stations. We have lots of different languages. They don't know what they're saying. There are all kinds of stuff that's, that would be considered, if it was translated in English, lewd, and they'd fine them for it. The Hispanic mm-hmm. stations, for example, they say all this stuff all the time.
It's always hot talk on the Spanish
right.
station.
Nobody turns them in because nobody knows what they're – nobody's monitoring what they do that knows what they're saying.
Yeah, it's a free pass.
Right. It's a free-for-all. On these foreign language stations. 28
past. Don't speak Spanish.
Habla español, señorita.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. To get the best out of your dining experience when you're on the road, there are a few things to keep in mind, and sometimes that includes the things your waiter doesn't want you to know about. For starters, there are the questions not to ask. There's really no point in asking what's good. It's too subjective of a question to begin with, and besides, most waiters are not allowed by their management to say they don't like a particular dish. And if you're a vegetarian, you might want to take note of this. Even if you order what they tell you is meat-free, that doesn't mean all the ingredients are truly vegetarian. I'm talking about things like chicken stock or food fried in animal fat. Ever hear the rule about not ordering fish on a Monday? Well, it's true. That's because in a lot of places, the last seafood delivery came in on Friday. So what you're getting is fresh from the freezer. And last but certainly not least, the waiters may not tell you this, but tip in cash and you'll be their favorite customer the next time around. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Stephen, Good Day program. As Jennifer Horn and I discuss the issues that are on a lot of people's minds, updating you on things that have happened maybe in the last 12, 24 hours. Stuff that's
give
new.
Give us some room. Let's make it 46.
All right. Ryan Seacrest is in the news today. Not getting a raise.
What?
Got a new 2-year deal with American Idol. $15 million a year.
That's what he was making, though, right?
Right, yeah.
So he just re-signed.
In its 11th season, he started at $1.5 million.
Gosh, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's like over $1 million a year, so he can probably be okay without a raise.
Right. He has, if you add up what he's making, he makes $20 million a year doing the radio stuff, $15 million a year doing this. He's got his own production company, which nets him somewhere between 15 and 20 million a year for the various programs that he's producing and involved in. So all in all, that puts him in about the $60 million a year range. Yeah, 55,
whatever.
60 million. Not a bad deal, right? Smart.
It's not a bad deal at all. He is smart.
800-510-8255. John in Oklahoma wants to talk about the Secret Service sex scandal. We're talking about whether women ought to be, more women ought to be agents if that would have handled this problem. Go ahead, John. You're on the air and good.
Well, not at all. I think what you need to have is a specialized core of recruited women who would be essentially sexual escorts for these Secret Service men when they're overseas.
There's a theory,
I know a gal living in Portland, Oregon, who was had a service that she was taking care of five different professional men who would take her on trips, usually lasting 5 or 6 days at a time, and they would give her about $2,000 credit card to go out and buy a whole wardrobe of clothes plus luggage and anything else she wanted to take with her. And she did this probably 10 times a year and was getting over $2,000 from each one of them. There's a lot of co-eds out there who also have flexible hours as far as their schedule. They can just as well take time off for a single week and make enough money to more than pay their expenses for the next 6 weeks during school. A lot of unemployed women. There's women who are working for part-time temporary agencies who could schedule their time around working, like I say, for the Secret Service in this capacity. I understand there's a sort of an underground growing group of women who are finding it very difficult to go to school and not have to take part-time off to get to work at the same time, but want to continue their studies, perhaps through graduate school, even PhD in some cases, and they're looking for sugar daddies. They want some well.
Me too, by the way.
No, I'm serious. They're looking for literally advertising for well-heeled, middle-aged and above men who are willing, in exchange for sexual attention or whatever, to pay for their full expenses while the whole time they're going to university.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
There's a lot of that going on.
There's websites for it, yeah.
Oh, are there? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are sugar daddy websites for sure.
Sugar daddy. How do you advertise on a sugar daddy website?
Well, I think it's you know, people know what they're looking for, and so they say, you know, it's for men that are wealthier and older and women that are younger and ready to go.
What about the guy who just called us, who's 71, that has how many propositions?
Hey, good for him. Four or five, he said.
Nothing wrong with that. 800-510-8255. A lot of different issues floating around. A lot of people were talking. I heard this yesterday afternoon, and I thought it was pretty. I did see part of the Fox anniversary on Sunday night. Did you watch any of that?
There's I actually taped it. Was it good?
It was interesting. Yeah, I mean, I was back and forth watching a couple of other programs. I did click over at the jab. There was the Simpsons in the salute had a jab at Fox News.
Huh.
And it was really very, it was like there was an audio asterisk. We still love you, Fox. But, you know, this did not include Fox News.
Wow, that's kind of, usually they don't let that kind of stuff go on the Fox Network.
No.
They patrol it.
Yeah. All right, so other things that are going on in the world of love and marriage, Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh.
All kinds of celebrity news, who's getting married. And one wonders speculatively if the Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux announcement wasn't timed to go. I mean, I'm not the first person to suggest that with the Brad Angelina thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, let's start at the marriage part since that's supposed to come before
marriage
the baby
and babies, yes, right. Yeah.
That's what the song says anyway.
Uh-huh.
All right, so yeah, there are two big, gigantic, oh my gosh, weddings being planned right now. First, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have been seen scouting around Italy. They've been all over the place looking for somewhere to get married. They like Italy a lot. Jennifer Aniston and her fiancé, Justin Theroux, are also planning to tie the knot, maybe as early as July. And they're looking throughout the Greek islands, Crete in particular, and they've been looking at both sides of the islands, different hotels. They found one place that offers a wedding package for only $2,300. How refreshing is that?
Hooray! Yes.
I'm guessing her dress will probably cost triple that, but, you know, that's nice that she's being frugal.
Right.
So those are the wedding people getting married. And, you know, I don't know, chime in on Angelina Jolie. Lee's engagement ring. Have you seen it, Doug?
No, I actually missed that, Jennifer.
It is, and I'm interested to see what the women in the audience think, because it's a lot of diamonds, but I'm not loving the style. It's very Art Deco, very Brad Pitt. Ew, I don't know. All right, happy baby news. Juliana Rancic and Bill Rancic are expecting a baby. This is good news because Juliana did a very public battle with breast cancer. She found out she had breast cancer when she was undergoing in vitro treatments, and she went to Today, she and Bill both, and were talking about all the difficulties that came along their voyage. Well, now they actually have a surrogate. They're calling it a gestational carrier, and they're expecting a baby at the end of the summer. So good for them. That's exciting news. Plus, rumor has it that Megan Fox, Brian Austin Green's wife, is preggers as well.
And Kate Hudson has said she's not in a big hurry to get married to Matthew Bellamy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the frontman of Muse. Right?
Yeah.
She likes those rocking.
She sure does. And they have a baby together.
They have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, Aniston. Maybe it'd be a confusing. Maybe they have it the same day, and they'll be close by, and Brad and Jennifer will get remarried, and Justin Theroux will marry Angelina Jolie.
I just think it's funny that Brad and Angelina have been in Italy scouting locations, and they're in Greece scouting locations.
Well, Jennifer
is
Greek.
What happened to the good USA? I know, that makes sense.
Jennifer's father, he was a soap opera guy, wasn't he?
He was, yes, he was. Yeah. And her godfather was Telly Savalas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Uh-huh. The father was on Days of Our Lives forever, apparently.
Yeah, forever and ever. That's true, yep.
All right, Jennifer Aniston's good friend Chelsea Handler continues to blast Angelina Jolie. Why would we care about this? All right, well, should we care about this?
Well, this isn't the first time that Chelsea has been bad-mouthing Angelina. And in fact, she did it so much that Jennifer said quit it, and they actually broke up their friendship for a little while.
Really?
So they got back together, and now she's bad-mouthing again, saying who she thinks is opposite of a girl's girl, and she said probably Angelina Jolie. And you know what? I kind of agree with her.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
A girl's girl is someone that you'd want to be friends with and hang out with. And I don't know that Angelina Jolie is that girl, so I don't disagree with Chelsea. She said, quote, she doesn't strike me as someone I would have a close friendship with. You just know as a woman when you see another woman if that's a woman you can trust. And apparently Angelina is not.
Not one of those to be trusted, eh?
Mm-mm.
President Obama in the news. This is not a shocker. Apparently in the news, getting more negative news coverage than positive news coverage. And that seems rather interesting to contemplate, given the fact that most media outlets are more left of center when it comes to the actual politics of the people either reporting or in the management of the newsroom. That's something that hasn't really, that there's a credible, I'm trying to remember when it was, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe more recently, a study that was done of people in their politics who are in that profession. And so it is surprising to hear that the president's getting more negative coverage than Mitt Romney. Does that surprise you, Jennifer? This is a survey done by the Pew Research Center Project for Excellence in Journalism.
It surprises me because I always think that the media has more of a liberal bias. So
yeah, that's what I'm, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that surprises me. But at the same time, Mitt hasn't done anything except be rich to tick anybody off.
Oh, and why would that tick you off?
Because if for whatever reason, it doesn't make me mad. That's why I'd want to vote for him, because he knows how to make money.
Right.
But I know a lot of people are angry because he's rich and he has an elevator for his cars.
All right. So here's a very interesting perspective on that issue and the whole issue, the class warfare, the one percenters, yada, yada, yada. Let's see if that 1% is really accurate. 800-510-8255. Give you a couple of minutes to think about this. In 1985, there were 832,000 millionaires in the United States. According to research, how many millionaires are there in our country this year? From 1985 to the year 2012, go to the nearest million. How many millionaires are there in the United States? 1985, 832,000.
You going to tell us more or less?
2012. I'm going to tell you more.
Okay.
All right? And a lot more. 800-510-8255. Maybe you can calculate it. Maybe you can figure it out. Maybe you can look it up. But it's a very interesting statistic. I'm so tired of listening to these people play this political game of ragtag, which is so destructive. Our country needs to be unified and to respect people who know how to make money, not disparage them. There's nothing wrong. God didn't say you are all supposed to be poor. As a matter of fact, there's lots of discussion about abundance in the Bible. And the way this is being flailed, mostly by people who are millionaires, is pretty despicable, actually. 800, one of the problems in our country is that people think, oh, it's bad to be rich. Why?
We just don't like to see other people be successful if we aren't. Right.
Why? Well, so how does that get you ahead? Why don't you try doing some of the things that make other people successful? learn from their successes. Napoleon Hill is great. His books and writings on that are an inspiration. People ought to get more of those books and read them and figure out how they can. And never mind watching that Korean guy on TV driving around with a Rolls Royce, the convertible down, all the babes hanging out the back seat. That's not the way to get rich. But
sounds fun, though.
It looks good, though. Yeah, right. 800-510-8255. So what's your best guess as to how many millionaires there are in our country these days? Let's talk about your cholesterol reading. We were talking about Dick Clark a few minutes ago and how high cholesterol and high triglycerides did him in, because that's what did him in. Having too much cholesterol, too much plaque in his system, it led to him having a heart attack and dying on the operating table. It led to him having prostate problems. That's where all of this stuff starts, at the same root. So if you want the safest, most effective way to lower your cholesterol, to keep yourself healthy, you'll love the all-new natural approach from Italy called Cardiol. Cardiol's natural ingredients work together to reduce your cholesterol level, also reduce your triglycerides, which are also bad when it comes to your heart health. Users report excellent results in just 30 to 60 days. That's when I noticed mine going down. It's safe, it's FDA registered, and it's easy to get. You call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 to reduce your cholesterol. Don't let it ruin your future. You're going to get a free bottle, a free trial of Cardiol. See for yourself. Pay shipping and handling. Bingo. You're all set. You're there. 888-809-6424 for Cardiol.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
All right, who's rich today? Who's richer today? We're talking about millionaires. One woman's got a little serious celebrating to do, Jen.
Oh, my gosh. This lady's name is Virginia Pike, and she won the lottery, Doug, twice in the same day. She lives in Virginia, and she had two tickets that matched 5 of 6 Powerball numbers in an April 7th drawing. So each ticket was worth $1 million.
So that's how it works. You win a million if you don't have the Powerball number, but you got all the rest of the numbers, right?
Exactly.
That's how it works?
Right. It depends on how many numbers you have out of so-and-so. If you have 5 out of 6, you still win something, which was a million in her case.
Abby is in Eugene, Oregon. Abby, how many millionaires do we have in America these days?
I'm going to say 3.5 million.
10 million Americans are worth $1 million or more.
Of course, a million means less, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right. It's not as big a deal as it was back in 1985.
Still not bad.
Not a bad deal. All right, Abby, thanks for the try.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Good day program at 53 minutes after the hour. Time for us to, extol the value and virtue of technology in our life. But is it all good? Information coming up about who is watching you as you go to a popular website like DougStephan.com. Who knows you're there other than, and I don't know that you're there. But somebody does.
Yeah, I don't think we're stealing people's stuff, are we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we know how to.
Meanwhile, Shelley Palmer has a story on the FBI. Apparently, the FBI, Jennifer, wants you to know that there is a very serious computer virus called DNS Changer. Have you heard about that?
DNS Changer, no.
Right. All right, so somehow there's a connection with the FBI. We'll find out what it is right after this here on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal John Reedy, 17th Regiment, 7th Infantry Division.
Sent to the 17th Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, and I worked in communications. All of the publications and communications, the things that they have to do with messages, with operation, for instance, of the regiment, comes through the message center. For instance, decoded messages, that's where they decode them at the message center. It's like the post office. The message center was like the post office. And one of my duties was I operated a switchboard, and I rode shotgun on a message center Jeep, which was, make sure the Jeep gets through.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the FBI wants you to know about a computer virus called DNS Changer. On July 9th, the Bureau is going to literally shut off the internet for computers that are infected. How can you tell if your computer has the virus? Go to dcwg.org. That's dcwg.org. Once again, that's dcwg.org. When you get there, just follow the instructions. Even if you're currently using name brand virus checking software, you still need to go to dcwg.org. DCWG.org and make sure that your computer is not infected. If it is, DCWG.org has a one-click fix for your computer. It's safe and it's easy. This malware has been around for a couple of years, and the FBI was going to shut down the infected DNS servers back in March. But a federal judge ordered an extension until July 9th so that the FBI would have more time to warn people about the shutdown. That's you. Visit ShellyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelly Palmer.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
The U.S. is working to build the world's most powerful supercomputer by next year. Do you know that?
No.
The most powerful supercomputer. And this is going to be, these things, you know, think about the old days when the UNIVAC computer took the whole floor of a big building, an office building in New York, and now you have so much power in that handheld device. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, there's a study that suggests that over half of the most highly visited websites, the people who are running these sites share your username with third-party companies who are trying to sell you something.
Hmm.
One wonders how appropriate that is, huh?
Don't like that.
Well, maybe I did. I missed my cue. Maybe the first time that happens. Right. Okay, let's go back to that.
So
did you
confused.
Know Jennifer?
I'm so confused.
That your
no, I didn't.
Is, yeah, right. Look out for that.
Could be stolen.
I honestly, I don't know what you can do about that. Not stolen, just used.
Used, I know.
They're finding out what you're looking at and